Hey, man, what's up, dude? How you feeling?
What's going on,
you groaning right at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, it's
letting
great.
Everyone it's know great. How you feel on the inside.
Yeah.
Big
yeah.
old groan.
I'm so ready for an 8-hour drive tomorrow, man.
Dude, why do you... You're the only person on the planet who doesn't look forward to going on vacation.
I'm one... I want to be there. I don't want to do the driving bit, man.
You want to just teleport there?
Dude, anything ever teleport, yes. Give it.
What about from like here to the
give
toilet?
Give me the power!
What would you give up? What if you had to give up one of your other senses?
My dick.
Okay. I was going to go with like smell, but...
Nope. My dick.
You'd give that up to teleport, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You sure about that?
Oh, yeah. It would save so much time.
I don't feel like that's worth it, man.
It's worth it.
Okay. All right, dude. You live your life.
I will. If that was possible, I would do it. What...
It was coming off, man. Put it back on.
Nope.
TOS. Twitch's going to ban us for the mic nudity. Quit doing the P's right into it.
Pop filter, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
Pop.
Thank you.
I don't think it does anything.
Ark Menace, Ballin', good to see you all.
What up, y'all?
Good to see you, Drogan. Good to see you as well. Glad you all are here. This is our final episode of the Seth and Colby Show for this calendar year. We will not be back Sunday or next Thursday. We will not be back until January 6th, 2019.
That's right.
3 p.m. Eastern.
2019.
That's right. So this is, soak it in. This episode's got to last you like a week and a half.
We got to
put it on a show
tonight. Oh, Lordy.
It's got to be the
tits
best one.
Blazing, man.
Got to be the best one.
Okay. Well, then get to drinking.
Taylor sent us a Christmas present. She sent me Kraken rum. And she sent Colby. Do you have yours over there, too?
Yeah.
She sent Colby a bottle of Crown Royal. Is your bottle bigger than mine? I'm sure it's not, but does it? It looks bigger, right?
Yeah.
It looks bigger.
No,
your
doesn't.
Bottle dwarfs mine.
Mine's a short,
it's,
fat thing.
It's short and stout. Mine is round, so it looks
where does it
smaller.
Even see it?
It's definitely a 750. Ark knocked it out of the park, but
you're noggin.
But yeah, we do have to say thank you to Taylor for mailing us some liquor. She knows what we like. Like, yes. Does it say anything bad about us that you know? People go, what are these guys like? And I'm going to send them liquor because I know they like
no,
it.
No, my first instinct for you was Fireball.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Is that bad? Should I be worried
yeah,
that everyone
probably.
Goes, oh, what's Seth like to be drunk? Like, that's probably not a good reputation, right? Or
yeah.
is it fine?
No, it's all good.
Okay.
I think that's
I mean,
any adult.
I do love it.
Any adult in their 20s.
I'm in my 30s.
Well, shit. And you are out of the range.
This
it is officially
Ark. Let me ask you this question, okay? Mm-hmm. And depending on how you answer this question, I will give you the recommendation on Kraken rum. Do you like? And I want you to understand when I say this,
Satan.
How I mean it. Do you like
the devil
to drink?
It's like underlined,
like,
italicized.
Do you like
to drink?
To drink.
Like to drink.
Then the Kraken is for you. This is 94 proof. It's literally half alcohol, half sex. And you,
well, yeah, see, then, wait, 94 proof?
Yeah.
What is that? What's 90%? That's 45% alcohol?
Can I write down what you just said? What
did I just say?
A proof, a half of a proof is what the alcohol content is.
Mm-hmm.
So 200 proof is 100%. 100 proof is 50%. This is 94 proof.
47. I don't. You still confusing my brain.
It's like 47 in it. It's like 47%.
Well, then technically you have more alcohol than I do because I only.
Yes,
have,
the Kraken Black Rum is
mine
ridiculous.
Is 80 proof.
It will destroy you. I drank 96% proof. It's like heaven. Yeah, dude. I love it. Like to drink, but honestly, like if you like to drink, the Kraken is for you. And I think it tastes delicious.
Does your lid just come off? Is mine the one that's like
yours is a cork? I think
have this dumbass like trying.
See, this is also
shit.
How you know, like people like to drink. The liquor's like Colby's. Like Colby is gonna have to pull this out like with a cork.
No.
Yeah, it's corked, isn't it?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because the real alcoholics, you know it works, is when twists right off, Get it in there like a 20 ounce of Pepsi.
That's cheap.
That's what you need, all right?
That's cheap.
Like what I got here from my sister.
That's a twist.
For
off.
Christmas, Johnny Walker Red, my favorite whiskey. All right?
Did you take a shot?
Just twist it right off.
It
get in there like the
right
Pepsi.
Just twist it right off. I don't know what you're talking about.
So Colby over there, he got a drunkard liquor as well, although mine's clearly broke. So, but now it works, okay? But yeah, hey Luck, how you doing? Thanks for the follow, man. Welcome in. The Luck does a podcast called the Your Podcast, which I'm not cool enough to
the
listen
year.
To. Yeah. We're not cool enough to listen.
I don't know what that means.
I know.
Your.
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 Y-E and then five R's.
Your.
Don't know it. Hey, Taco, how are you doing, man? What is Everclear? Everclear's higher. It's in the triple digits of proof. I think Everclear's like 65% alcohol or something like that.
Sure.
It's pretty high up there.
I'll take it.
It's pretty high up there. Everclear proof. Ballin, how you doing, man? I know you've been out there being crazy. Yeah, it's bottled at 120, 151, and 190.
95, 75, or 60.
Yeah, and I think the one I've had is 75. That's the typical one that I've had. It's pretty rough, dude. It'll really roast you.
Manitoboggan?
Is it really? Manitoboggan. Yeah, that's how you say that.
Manitobian?
I miss you too, Luck. Where you been? Just saying. Crown Royal's made 2 hours away from where I live. Enjoy that Manitoboggan whiskey.
Manitoboggan.
Manitoboggan. 60% for Everclear? Okay.
You
that's
take
still
a
pretty
shot?
Good. Yeah, I took it. Well, I took
well,
a drink.
Where? I don't see
I just drank right out of the bottle. No one else is going to drink these. I don't have to share. It's good, man. It warms you right up. We could do the show outside tonight if we had enough of that, you know?
No.
No?
No.
What do you mean no?
No.
I bet you could. That's how the people in the army keep warm, man, back in the 1700s
are
or whatever.
We in the army? No.
We're
vaginas.
I'm in the Lord's army.
No, really. What rank are you?
Whatever the lowest is. Barely made it. Currently on inactive
benched,
list. You know,
benched
yeah.
player.
Bench, yeah, yeah. You know what's up. You know what's up, yeah. Yeah, that I love that Johnny Red. The Johnny Walker Red, like, my sister listens to the show, and she's kind of like Taylor in that way. She just, like, I think she told me when I opened this on Christmas.
I didn't know your sister listened.
Oh, she listens.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I know. All those things you say about her being sexy, you need to pump the brakes, dude.
Whoa there, man. Sorry about the comments. I don't know how you feel about that, but...
She apparently on the show, I said one of the things I miss about not having money is Johnny Walker Red.
Oh yeah,
and so she wrote this. She is something I am not, which is thoughtful with gifts. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm terrible at buying gifts.
I'm great with gifts.
No, you're not.
I am too.
No, you're not.
Ask Britt. I'm great.
No, you're not. Britt bought all your gifts. 100%. She picked them out. You might have paid for them, but she picked them out 100%.
Well,
yeah, 100. I know you, friend.
I got her a necklace she didn't pick out.
Oh, a necklace.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Real.
I also picked out something she didn't think I was going to get.
Okay, what was it?
Fucking suit for the gym.
A gym suit? What's a gym suit?
It's not a it's like yoga pants and a sports bra.
Why you call it a suit?
But they're
it makes
like,
it sound like she's wearing a onesie in the 1980s.
It looks like a onesie. I mean, there's a little midriff showing. Other than that, it's a fucking onesie.
That's cool, man. I
she
bet
didn't
she looks
know.
Good.
She didn't know I was gonna get that.
Thanks for this suit, Colby. You're my favorite.
I did, however, pick out something where she was like, "I like that."
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, but that's different.
Wink.
That's different.
Wink.
Like Sarah listened to our show over the last months, thinking I'll get that for him for Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, where I sit down on my computer. When I have the Christmas budget, and I go, what do I buy?
You guys have no faith in me at all.
What are you talking
about? I bought her a hockey puck signed with her favorite player's signature.
That
she did not even know was a thing.
You didn't know it was a thing.
I remembered his name.
Okay, what's his name?
Adam McQuaid.
No, I don't know why I asked.
That's what it is.
Randy's brother?
Randy?
Dennis's?
It's Dennis.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid's
brother. Anywho,
you know
I
Randy
bought
Quaid's
the fucking puck with him on the Bruins, and then immediately once I gave her the puck,
is it? He said it's signed?
He got traded. Yes.
Like, by him?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. eBay?
Amazon.
What?
Yeah.
It's fake.
No.
It's fake.
I mean, it might be, but...
She doesn't know.
No.
She don't listen.
It looks like it's signed. Well, it is signed. It's a silver Sharpie that signed it,
But as to if it was him or not,
right?
There was a picture
Someone
of him
signed.
There was a picture of him signing a shit ton of pucks.
Okay.
So I mean,
okay.
Right. I would assume, and he's a so low good. Name. He's newer in the
why
game,
is,
so
why,
he's not like a.
Why is he her favorite?
He's like the brawler, or he was
what
one of the one of
the
hitters.
The guy. Yeah. Oh, he's the hockey equivalent of staying on the phone with the video rental place for 4 hours to make a point.
Yeah, just to beat people up. You don't want to beat people up.
I get it.
Don't you want to beat people up? Well, no, you don't spend time in traffic anymore.
No, I don't want to.
But
beat
when
up.
You were in traffic, you'd like I'd be that Prius guy. You didn't want to beat him up.
Mm-mm.
You just wanted to blow his car up.
Yeah, I've ascended to the point of rage where physical violence is not enough.
So then what's good enough?
I don't know. It's some type of unholy furor that like
anal scissors. I don't know.
Let's go with that. That sounds good.
Whatever
that person driving
got,
that Prius.
Yeah,
let's make his butt bleed for eternity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do that. I agree with that. I got a couple of pucks to sell you, Colby. Listen, chat. That's a good
Wayne Gretzky.
They do just roast you. Like, that's a very good, thoughtful gift.
I
Chat's
know.
Like, you an idiot.
They could suck
like,
my dick.
Exclamation point
that's
haircut.
Why you hang out with them more than I do. I couldn't stand them. You can stand this stuff. I couldn't. I can do it twice a week.
Yeah. See,
not
Art
three times.
With the rage.
Not
he knows. All right, time. We tried.
No, I'm fine. It's cold as shit outside.
Okay, well, I'm hot, so I'll keep all the fan then. It's fine. I'll sell you a Wayne Gretzky signed puck right now. Just give me 10 minutes. Listen,
guys are the worst.
If she believes it, that's all that matters, okay?
She cried.
She cried, dude.
She cried.
Look at that. She cried.
Didn't get that same reaction at Christmas, though. That was her birthday. Didn't get it this time.
Oh, that wasn't a bit. That you just.
No, it was her birthday.
About,
it was
4 months
ago.
Come on, man.
I did not do as good as she did for Christmas.
No, I'm with Chad. Okay, well, let's just go over it. What'd you get? From your rich family, your girlfriend who probably saved all year?
Yeah, she spent way too much.
I don't know why she did. You
fucking
are not worth
too
it.
Much. I agree.
I guarantee you I love you
I
more
agree.
Than she
no,
does,
I'm great
and
in
you
bed,
are
man.
Not worth
it.
No,
great in bed.
No, I know this as a fact, too.
Well, nope,
not,
you don't.
Not that good.
You don't.
I know a little bit.
I've developed skills.
At least an inch.
Developed
oh, you've
skills.
You've been practicing?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Also been stretching.
Ooh, you've been stretching it.
Yeah.
That's the Kraken. Let's move on. Yes, okay, what'd you get?
From her, I got a whole bunch of gym shirts from specific brands that I was like, these are too expensive to buy on my own.
What brands are they?
And some Canadian brand.
Okay.
Hey,
dude,
Canadian ballin'.
Would you just buy his truck
Rise,
already? Come on, man.
Rise Apparel. I don't know if you know that. It's in Canada.
I don't think I know that. No, it doesn't sound familiar to me.
Anywho.
Okay.
I got a whole bunch of shirts. She got, She got me headphones for my drums that I were pretty expensive.
Okay.
That I broke.
Okay.
And
replacement. That's good. Loyal's never heard of it. She's also from Canada. You're not hipster enough, guys. You're not hipster
it's
enough.
This YouTube guy. He's sponsored by him. I don't know.
He signs pucks on the side, you know.
I'm going to fucking kill you. We won't need to do another show because you'll be dead. Buried in a grave on the way to Colorado.
Can you put me in Colorado?
No. No, on. I'm going to leave you right on the edge of Kansas.
No.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yep. Western Kansas. Jesus.
Okay. All right. You got clothes. Got headphones.
Fancy watch.
Okay.
With an engraving on the back. That's super sweet.
Okay.
Shit.
This is not good. This is not a good look for you. She got you too much.
It was 3 days ago, man.
Yeah, she got you
that.
Too. And it's too much.
Yeah.
You get too much. Can't remember it.
Fuck.
You just want me to change the subject, or do you want to finish?
I can't remember.
It's okay, man.
The watch was the big one.
Okay. I don't know. Shirts are expensive, man.
There was... I got 7 shirts.
My God!
7.
One for every day of the week,
yeah.
Dude. By the time you're ready to roll back around to it, you won't even need to wash it. The smell will have evaporated.
Bam. See?
Yeah. Easy.
And just never wash them.
Right. That's what I'd do.
Thanks,
maybe
Taco.
Once a year.
I appreciate
it. Once
you.
A month.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, once every quarter. Wash a shirt.
Never.
Well, after every 6
nope.
wears, wash it.
Nope. From my parents, I got these really expensive shoes for no fucking reason. They are really expensive for no fucking reason.
What's the brand, though?
It's called Noble.
Like N-O-B-U-L-L?
Yeah, no bullshit.
But like Noble, but Noble.
It's no bullshit. And
okay.
They're gym shoes. It's a gym brand.
What do they do that's special?
I don't know. They feel really good. They're real sturdy.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Well, it's cutting season.
I weigh 200 pounds.
But you're going to cut starting next week, right?
After vacation.
After vacation, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's cutting season.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
It's going to be for me, too, dude. I got to get into wedding shape.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We should go running, man.
We can go running. You want to go running?
In the cold.
We can do it.
Let's do it.
We will die.
Yeah.
We will literally
die. Well, that's a great way to go out, right?
No. No,
it's probably the worst way to go out.
Yeah, it's a horrible way to go out. But dance, that'll get a calories.
I got these shoes. I got an air fryer.
Okay.
That's mainly for me and Britt, though.
Air fryer is great,
dude. She's going to be using it.
Air frying's great.
I got a massager.
Okay.
That I wanted. It's basically like a jackhammer.
Okay.
Except just handheld and then with like an end to it. Right. It's great.
Dude, I bet.
Dude, I held it on my boob earlier because I did chest yesterday. It was the fucking best thing ever.
I bet, man. I'm happy for you. Happy for you.
Dude, no, we can just do split squat lunges.
Me?
Jump
and
squat.
You?
Yeah. That thing was some cardio.
What part?
And killed your legs.
Let's work up to that for me a little bit.
No,
we're going to need to
You don't need to go
the
all the way down. It's basically just like doing...
A Russian dance?
Like the...
We're going to need the floor.
Is that what it's called?
To be double reinforced.
Jumping jacks?
Yeah, where you jump, spread your legs, do the clappy thing.
It's
basically
that, except straight.
I haven't done that since fourth grade.
Yeah, we could do those too. That's a great way. That's a great cardio.
I don't know, man.
How about skipping rope? That's also another one.
I don't know if I want to wake
up
that early.
How about flipping tires?
That's the problem I have, dude. I don't want to wake up early. Are you going to do it early or after work? What's your plan for working out?
Hopefully.
Like, here's the problem. Like,
I would do some before and after.
Streaming is really tiring. And so like when I get off, I like don't want to work. I want to sit and do nothing after stream because it's just kind of exhausting. You know, it's very draining energy-wise, you know?
Do whatever he just said.
What?
Arcadic. Who's that?
Arc. Yeah.
Arc.
Just do it. Die. Have a laugh break and stop being a fat kid like the rest of us.
Yeah.
What?
I think there's supposed to be commas in there. Oh, fucking Christ, comma. Just do it, comma. Die, comma. Have a laugh break. And stop being a fat kid? Grammar, guys. It's real hard. Understand Twitch chat is the worst. It is the worst.
Arc's usually very good at typing. He must
be. Well, apparently he had a stroke.
It happens to us all. Especially me. Yep. But yeah, I'm very tired after streaming. It's just mentally draining.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, because fat, I have to get up.
You could stream your runs.
No, I don't want to work more.
You got
it's not about me
no,
being...
No, you could stop.
Like, I don't have the discipline to get up
and just
and do workout
talk
after
while
stream.
Running. That's like twice the work because you can't even breathe if
no,
you're
you
talking.
Can't. No. So I think I'm going to do it in the morning. But the problem is then I'm doing it alone because Chris will probably do it after work. You'll probably do it after work. But I'm going to have to do it. I'm just going to have to do it.
I'm going to try and do it before work, which sucks because I don't want to wake up. But I got to wake up. Gotta wake up. I don't know what they're talking about.
I thought you were gonna go into some System of a Down there for a second, but I didn't have it.
Don't wanna what? Wake up?
Yeah.
Don't wanna wake up.
Yeah. Brush your teeth, put on a little makeup. Nothing.
I
don't know how he's not getting this.
Wake up. Grab a little brunch and then we make up.
Is that it?
I have no idea.
I thought it was brush
they
your
mumble?
Teeth, put on some makeup. That's
they
what
mumble
I
a lot, so I made up my own words. Yep. Is that Chop Suey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just said the lyrics, by the way.
Yeah, no,
those were the exact lyrics.
It.
Fairly certain.
You can do that.
My chair, again, look how far to the ground I am. But I feel like I've adjusted my chair 7 times in this episode already.
Dude, that happens. The pressure.
You're looking big,
goes out.
Dude, all everyone talked about last week when we showed that video was how big you were, you know. Grab a brush and put on a little makeup. I was close, all right? Hide the scars to fade away the shakeup. Okay, I wouldn't have ever got that one. Mm-hmm. Could have been locked in a room with the song for 5 years. Never would have gotten that line. Wouldn't have happened. Impossible. Impossible.
Yeah, man. I took Christmas pictures.
Okay.
I look fat. I look fat.
Dude, like, you do not.
Like, I'll show you. I'll send it to you in Discord.
All right. Okay, man.
What my family photo looks like. I dwarf my mother.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're big. I don't think big doesn't mean fat, though,
I'm
just for the record.
I'm going with fat.
No, it doesn't mean fat. This is fat, okay? This is big.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
I can't send an 8 megapixel. How do I make it smaller?
I don't know.
God damn it. All right, well, we're going to send another one then. It's me and Britt.
Okay.
But I look sad.
Is it the one on Instagram?
No.
Okay.
It's from the same thing, but it's at a different angle, and it looks not appealing.
Dude, are you kidding me?
Look at the boobs and look at the gut, man.
Are you kidding me, man? I can't unsee the hair. What's going on with that hair?
Dude, I need a haircut. Grab a little brush and get a haircut.
What's up with that,
man? Why do iPhone cameras suck ass?
Dude, they're terrible, yeah.
Look at that. They suck ass.
Your mom is so big she can't even send her nudes because the file size...
Hey, you back off my mama, El Papa. Them some fighting words right there.
Oh, God, that's funny. Oh, is this the hoodie you got her?
Shit up, yeah. Okay. It's not a hoodie.
It's not?
No.
What is that?
It's a North Face pullover.
It's a poncho.
Yeah, it's a poncho.
Okay, it's a poncho. You don't look fat. Mm-hmm. You don't. I mean, your boobs look a little big, but that's because your thing's too tight. You don't look any different than Captain America's boobs. That's all I'd say.
I'm fat, man.
You're not fat! You're not fat!
I got it. I'm fat.
You're an idiot. I know that.
I weigh 200 pounds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, 200 pounds is literally my goal weight.
You want to switch?
Yes! I would gladly switch! Hey, Delano, it has been a long time. How you doing, man? Oh, my God. I just don't even know.
What a McMuffin, man.
I just don't even know how to deal with him. Just don't even know how to deal with him. Okay, here. Oh, my God. Dude, ballin' hobo. Is this just like show off your attractive family? Is that like...
Yeah, like get the fuck out of here, man.
That's all you get. All right?
You got that and the truck? Shut up.
He wasn't like the truck, though.
Can't complain.
That's the thing. He doesn't like the truck.
What does he do? He works at a water plant?
I don't know what he does. He was driving He was driving like a snowplow this morning, dude.
How do you get that?
He
nice
runs
truck?
Whatever city he is in. The entire infrastructure depends on him. I know that.
If
for a
Colby's
fact.
Fat, Seth's a neck beard.
I wish I can't even grow a neck beard. This is as beardy as it gets right here.
It's not. You've never let it grow.
But he's saying that if you're fat, I'm a neck beard. Saying that I'm not a neck beard and you're not fat. That's what he's saying, because you're not fat. This is a stupid discussion. No one believes you're fat. I feel like I'm talking to a woman who's like, this dress makes me look ugly. And then I got to spend the next 8 hours just yelling at her. No, it doesn't. I'm doing that with you. You're a man. Stop it.
I'm fat.
Oh, shit.
Okay. It's fine.
Is it?
It's fine.
Is it? You're going to start cutting, man.
Pretty rib.
What does cutting mean? What's that mean? What do you do?
You'd be in a caloric deficit.
Okay.
So no more beer.
You're going to do what I do.
Yeah.
So are we going to do the thing where we don't drink on Thursdays?
Maybe. Maybe that's my cheat night. Maybe I'll bring over a little vodka.
Yeah, well, then what if we hang out on the weekends?
Then I'll bring over more vodka.
But then we have two cheat nights.
That's fine. Just got to be in a more caloric deficit over the course of the week. Starvation is a thing. Yeah, liquor.
Starvation.
Beer is really bad. Oh, liquor is not bad. Like whiskey and vodka, they're basically the same in calories.
Okay.
It's just beer is not.
Beer's not good.
No, because one beer is fine, but.
Well, it's a calorie that you can
12
just,
of them.
Just have all of your beers instead of food that day.
That's what I did to get bigger. Was I had my daily calories.
In beer.
And beer.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh, and beer.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying you don't have food and instead
no,
you drink
I need
beer.
To eat food. This is not
debatable.
Food.
Debatable. You can live for a long time without food. You need water. Okay, but no calories in water. So, mm-hmm. Beer and water, dude.
I might not cut.
Well, that's what I would do if I was you. The only reason I even care is because, like, because Chris got a size smaller on her dress for the specific reason of she wanted to be skinny because she's fat like you are. okay, which is non-existent.
Let's all go to the gym. I'll be your gym trainer.
We don't have any money.
I will burn your calories off
of you.
We
can't go to the gym. We don't have any money.
Mm.
Unless you pay for my gym membership, we ain't going with you. Chris would love it. She loves the
Y.
What
if I get you a Planet Fitness membership?
I don't think I can go there. I owe too much money.
How?
I didn't pay the bill.
When did you have a Planet Fitness membership?
2015.
Like right when you got here?
No, remember when we used to work together, I used to leave every month to go Planet Fitness? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I signed like a year thing.
Yeah.
And then I didn't have that job three months later.
Yeah, couldn't do that. Never mind.
Yeah, I can't do that, so. Yeah.
I'll just give you away. Isn't it just on a phone number or some shit? No, no. It's a card.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll just give you the card.
I don't know, man.
They can't trace it.
They'll know.
They'll look at the security camera and be like, that guy.
There's probably a photo of me. I'm very distinct.
He has debt. Also, I can't go back to Planet Fitness because I'm in the same boat as you.
Dude, that place sucks.
Yep.
You can't cancel it online.
Well, the $10 a month one, that has no cancellation fees.
Right.
But once you sign the black card, that's for a year.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And I had two of those. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I actually
have two.
Because Chris needed one.
You know, you can bring a guest for free. Every time with a black card.
Right, but we didn't go to the same gym.
Take the fucking same card.
I used to have money back then. Okay?
You don't
we could
need
afford two.
Two. Planet Fitness is the worst. Actually, better. Here. Vasa.
Dude,
Vasa
I've heard about
Fitness.
Vasa, right? That's
it's
it. But
on
it's
the east side.
Way out there, though. Really
on the
far
east
away.
Side. That is the only downside. Yeah. But it's $10 a month and it's got everything,
yeah, but
man.
It's way over there.
It's got pools, it's got gyms, it's got cardio, Scott.
I think we were thinking about getting Chris one of those because she wants a pool to like swim in.
Dude, I'm telling you, give it a year, they'll build one over here.
Yeah, but a year from now, I'm going to be fat again because I don't need to be skinny.
Yeah. Well, both of you, I feel like, are just going to go downhill.
Why would we need to go uphill?
Yeah.
We're
there's
done.
There's no reason. You're done.
Right.
You're done.
We're done.
I know.
So there's no reason.
That's life.
Just to make Twitch
no.
not troll me. It's the
no.
only reason.
Yeah,
we got
to get you to not fat. Forever. And ever I've known you.
I've been fat.
You've been fat.
I've been fat
I
since fifth
see
grade,
skinny
man.
Seth.
I don't think you will
oh,
like it.
Oh, I
want to
see
gonna
it,
it's going
to
be like this. You want to see contact Seth? No, you don't. Put imperfect
I would,
back
you
on.
Know, you could do that.
You don't want
when
it.
When you get skinny, you'll look damn sexy.
No, I won't.
Mm-hmm.
No, because I still have this big watermelon head.
No.
This isn't going to
you know what
like,
slims
be,
down?
No. This will be better.
It, your face slims down.
Yeah, but the skull doesn't.
All
right,
you got a weird,
right
weird
here.
Side
touch
skull.
Touch right here. There's no fat there.
Yeah, but like here, that will go away.
That's just my cheek, man.
See, now that's what I see when I'm, why I call myself fat.
Yeah.
It's because my face has gotten fatter. Like right over here.
See, there's some push there, man.
Yeah, man.
You see the difference? There's push there.
Mm-hmm.
No push here.
There's push there.
Barely push.
Don't even talk.
Barely push.
Yeah, and then once you get skinny, not- you have to shave the sides of your head.
Just the sides?
Just the sides.
We'll have the same haircut?
Yeah,
can we swap
exactly.
haircuts?
No. No, I don't want that. I forgot to put gel in my hair earlier
you
today.
Pull
I
this
basically
off.
Had that.
It takes a very special type of ugly to make this haircut work, I'll tell you. You know. Are we going to have a kid? No, we're getting dogs. Getting dogs. No kids. Kids suck. Kids drain all your money and they drain all your time and all they do is cry and they poop and then they don't do that, but then they're just in your house sucking your money, sucking your time, and then they leave. Why would I want that?
I don't want that.
I don't want that either.
I'm going to have four. I don't want that. I'm going to have 15.
Okay.
Colby and Britt.
It's good for you, man.
Twit.
I have a child. My child is fantastic. Okay? I will never have another child like him. Okay?
Mm-mm.
It'll never. My next child will be the devil.
Aaron's super... Super.
There's
cool.
no way I'll
super
have another
chill.
One. I'm not
smart.
Yeah.
You can't hit that lotto twice.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. There's no chance of that happening. So we're just.
You can't hit that lotto.
We're gonna have dogs.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey, shot.
Okay. Which one?
You a dealer's choice.
I'm gonna do Kraken.
All right. Kraken to Kraken.
I'm gonna drink Taylor's gift. That's what we'll do.
Ooh, that's smooth.
Actually,
I haven't
mind.
Gotten to that point yet where I could just drink straight.
Oh, I love it, dude.
Liquor.
I can mm-hmm. drink it easily. It's like water. Like, actually,
yeah, I've been better. I've gotten better, but
I really like kids. I just don't like them from
Dennis,
the...
what's with the fucking hate, bro? You wanting to say something, man? You want to go? Let's go. Bring it on, New York.
Dude, he lives in the Bronx or whatever. No, don't fight
fuck
him.
Fuck his shit up. Which you one? Know who's a champion and a fucking butterfly knife? It's me.
Really?
No.
I didn't know what I was about to say.
That was a bluff.
I actually really like kids except for age 0 to age like 6. When they can read.
When they're the work.
When they can read
and do stuff
and poop
you.
On their own,
yeah.
They're great. Mm. Up until then, terrible. Mm-hmm. All right? I'm just glad I don't have boobs. Mm. Because that's even worse.
Yeah, they got to suckle on them.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I heard it's painful.
They bite, dude.
Mm-hmm. Teething. Why would you think they wouldn't bite? It's a mouth that doesn't know what to do yet.
I agree. I agree. Yeah. I agree, man. I agree.
Yeah, just babies in general are fucking just, weird.
I mean, I would recommend that if you want a kid to have it, they're great.
Yeah.
But here's honestly for me, what it is, okay, is I am 8 years older than my next oldest sibling. Mm-hmm. So I'm 31, she's 23, and then I have a 21-year-old brother, and I have a 19-year-old brother.
Yep.
I remember all of their childhoods. Maybe not so much for my sister because I was 8, but definitely for my 2 brothers, I was the babysitter. From age 11 to 18,
yeah.
I babysat. Mm-hmm. And then I had my own baby. Okay, I'm done with babies. Feel like I'm done with babies. And I think what I've done is I've propaganded Chris so hard with the awfulness, with the horror stories of babies. Mm-hmm. You know? None of the good, only the bad.
Not even one, I've convinced her. You don't want one?
I have one. That's enough. I have one. That's enough. Okay? I was there when he got pushed out. Mm-hmm. I don't want Chris to go through that. Okay? Just look up a birth on YouTube and go, this is what
Britt
I want my
to
wife
do it
to feel.
Naturally.
Don't do it, dude. I can tell you all about that too, man.
One of my old
coworkers, his wife had it naturally. Now, I will, for the sake of fairness, she loved it. And she had it again for her next child. But there was some doula that came in with dreadlocks. Exactly like you imagine.
No, she doesn't want that. She just wants non-epidural.
They had a kiddie pool, and the lady stood up and pooped it right out into the kiddie pool. They were talking about it like
I feel
how...
like having gravity work with you.
That's
would
what they were doing.
Be better,
that's
right?
What they were doing.
You just need
it's
to
like
have
the old
hands.
Days, man.
You got to have the hands ready.
It's like the old
don't
days.
Don't want to drop that thing.
It's like the old days. They
You're
dropped
the
it right
old
in the kiddie
days.
Pool. It's fine.
No, it's not.
Caveman used to walk.
He can bonk his head.
Pooped right into the rocks and the
no.
dirt and it cleaned him up.
Caveman definitely had someone catch the fucking thing.
No, maybe they're,
yes.
maybe they're saber-toothed tiger. I've
maybe.
Seen Ice Age.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Mm-hmm. They are friendly towards babies.
I mean, the way that he told the story made it sound super badass. Like, I'm not gonna... Like, she was like... Ah! And that baby just comes shooting out, and she's like...
Like a missile.
Woman! You know? And if like, I was like... I felt the power. My nips got a little, you know, a little pokey, but, you know...
A little pokey?
Not for me. Not for me. Give me.
No, you don't want to have a natural.
Give me
birth.
The drugs.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah,
no,
for
give
sure.
Me the drugs.
Same here. She's like, I want to do it to say I can do it.
They're basically
or
rubber
to say
for
I've
the first
done
kid.
It.
Exactly,
I'm like,
right.
What? Why?
Yeah, I don't.
It's
got to
be some pride in womanhood or some shit, man.
Well, the
know.
Thing is like, you don't really know if it's gonna. We shouldn't talk about this. We're two idiot men.
Yeah,
but
I've
let's,
never.
Let's
seen
continue
it.
Talking about.
I've
it.
I've literally never had any children involved in my life ever. So I'm very awkward around any
All right,
child.
See you later, Ark. Thanks for hanging out.
Like, does Aaron mention to you how weird I am?
He probably doesn't barely knows who you are.
Right. Like, I don't think it crosses his brain just because of how little interaction
yes.
I actually do have with him.
Yes. You have barely interaction any interaction with me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're like the child I don't want.
Or are you the child? I'm the father you don't want, probably.
No.
Because I feel
yeah.
like you would
How
like your
dare
child.
You, Dad?
I feel like you'd like your child. I feel like I'm the needy dad. Who's like, hey, you going to come hang out with your old man this week? You want to drink some Miller's and talk about old times? Like, that's literally me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, man. I don't. I've never had a baby in my life. You've had 3, 4.
Well, I've technically only had one, but I remember babysitting
yes.
and diaper changes
but you've
and
done
all of
babysitting.
That.
You've done
yes.
diapers.
Yes.
I've done none of that.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
The first 5
I think the
years
first one is probably the best one
going
because
to be hell.
I think I would be less jaded if I had only had one or two.
She
the
wants
fact
to
that
have
just,
like 4 like
fact that I would recommend having him quickly, unlike Taco Truck, who has a 22-year-old and a 5-year-old, that just sounds messed up. Let's not do that, all right? No offense, Taco, but pass! Okay, like, I'm not going to do that.
But
pass!
Yeah, pass for me. But, like, when my ex-wife gave birth, mm-hmm. okay, she had the epidural. Mm-hmm. And the drugs worked so well, she couldn't feel when to push. Mm-hmm. And so then they had to let the epidural run out so she could start to feel it, mm-hmm. so she could push properly. But then Aaron was in there going like this, you know, like, no, you know, he did not want to come out. And so, like, because she wanted to have it vaginally, didn't happen. And so then she went and had a C-section because Aaron did not want to come out there. He was comfortable as possible.
Oh, yeah, man, don't burn. Leave me in.
Yeah, that's what I would want to stay in there. It's warm. Doesn't have to deal with people.
Don't have to do anything.
If we could all climb into a womb,
gets
I feel like we'd do it.
Fed through a tube.
Exactly. Like, it sounds better all the time.
Sleeps all the time.
Okay. And then, so she had a C-section, but the anesthesia didn't work. And so she felt the entire operation. And as soon as they pulled Aaron out, they literally like gave her one of those things you see at movies where they're just like, you know, and then she just passes out. Because she couldn't handle the pain.
Jesus.
And then Aaron just laid in the bed next to me while I'm worried about my dying wife at the time.
Yep.
And he's just looking at me like this. He pulled me out.
he took
like,
me
I'm not kidding.
Out of my home.
He's not crying. He's just looking at me with a quiet rage, which is how I knew he was my son. Like, I have photos of him just laying there in the bed like this. Oh, it's the equivalent of this. And he just didn't break eye contact with me.
That's hilarious.
And then he showed up last week, and he's like, the hog, huh? And he hasn't stopped roasting me since he's been born. It's what it is. I don't need more of that. Okay? I clicked the whole rule thingy away again. Are we a Christian Minecraft server? Can I swear? Please help. Yes, no Pepes.
Please help.
Pepes are banned here. Pepes are banned here.
What are you, fucking Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Get out. That would be awful. That would be the worst.
That would be the greatest. Okay, so what do we do on this show?
I don't know.
We haven't talked about. Look at how many tabs I have open.
Let's get them.
We haven't
blaze them, man.
About any of them, okay? Not my emails. No. Okay. All right, Taco. All right, that's over the line. You pump the brakes. Okay. You pump the brakes. Why did we ban? That wasn't bad. Okay, I'll pop a band. All right.
Bear Cop, Shazam.
I don't feel like that was bannable, but hey, I'll pop. But he makes the rules, I guess.
He's laying down the law.
I guess so.
Let's blaze through these tabs. Let's go.
First of all, we need to do some housekeeping. All
right,
housekeeping first. I have not that. That's that. Oh, not that one either. Okay, these are all pretty people. Okay. I have 9 things that we need to talk about.
There will not be a new intro.
Okay. What do you mean?
There won't be 3 episodes.
You can't do this. Can't do this.
Yeah, Tuesdays don't exist.
All right, I'm closing this. All right, you're reading it. Don't read it.
I was reading it.
Don't read it. Hey.
I saw it.
Hey.
I disagree with half of it.
Hey, Morris is here.
Morris?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I haven't seen him forever.
It's a ghost of Christmas
past. I'm glad he's alive, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's alive. Hey.
Hey.
How's that intro coming?
It's great.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it going to be ready for Sunday, January 6th?
Nope. At this rate? No.
What do you mean at this rate?
At this rate of me not working on it?
You're leaving tomorrow, and you're returning January 5th.
Yep.
Are you going to work on it during the break?
It's possible.
Okay. I mean, I need to tell these people if they need to show up.
You don't need to tell them
shit. They want to be here for...
We can just surprise them. The late Christmas surprise. Or late... Valentine's Day.
I don't want to surprise them. I like plans.
Or a late birthday.
Here's the difference. I'm going to tell our audience,
mm-hmm.
the vast dozens of them, whether or not to show up on Sunday.
Show up on Sunday regardless.
Hold on,
be a new intro. There will be. It'll be super, super good. Totally worth it.
The new intro, okay, is 7 minutes long. So right now, our intro, we start 10 minutes ahead of time.
Yeah, it's totally worth you showing up early.
A minute and a half early, before the show starts, we play our current intro. I like to start early because people need the notification. They go get snacks. They do whatever.
Yeah,
they come and they get ready.
They get ready okay? for it.
So instead of it just being an image with looped music, the new intro is 7 entertaining minutes. So there's only 3 minutes before the intro starts, and then it leads right into the show. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to give them warning if they need to show up at 10 minutes in or if they're okay being a few minutes late like usual because I'm not going to miss anything.
Hey, guess what you could do on Twitch? You can go and click the fucking video and be like, hey, it was cool.
Live reactions.
Hey, it was super cool, man.
I want to see.
Well, you'll see it at some point.
The Pog Champs when they watch the
All
new
right,
intro.
Well, if there's not a new one, then we'll just, you'll see it when it happens. You know, regardless, people will be here. The more the word gets around, you know.
What'd you do instead the last 2 days?
Huh? I cleaned the apartment. Like top to bottom.
Why?
Yesterday, what'd I do? I did, I went to the gym and I drummed and I slept. Had to go get a game for tonight, man. Shit, that took like an hour. Their systems were down. No. And I slept.
No, it wasn't.
They were. It took them 5 hours to get my cards processed.
You text me when you're on your way, and then you showed up with the game.
It was 5 hours later. Anywho, new intro, possibly, maybe, January 7th, 6th. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. Hey, man, what's these topics? What we got
Four
going
Four episodes a week until Colby delivers the intro.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, because you can't control my body.
You're not here, the
I'm
episodes...
I'm not a slave driver.
The episodes that you're not here, I'm showing old videos of you.
No.
Yep.
No.
We're going to do every episode
burn
that you're
your
not
hard
here
drives to the
until
ground.
We get an intro.
You want
to
ruin all of your memories? I'll ruin them.
It's in the cloud. You can't stop.
No.
Yeah, it's in the cloud.
No.
Yep, it's in the cloud. Everything's
I
in the cloud.
I have access to... No, I don't.
No, you don't. No, you don't have access to my cloud. The cloud is there. It's
That's
always...
fine. It's not like there's been more embarrassing shit on
Oh,
that.
I have nudes. I have a photo of you wearing only a hoodie hugging a 40-year-old woman in a bra.
That is not at all accurate.
Want to see it?
Yeah. Actually, I do that one. I really do. I don't remember that one. I remember hugging a woman
You were pretty drunk.
With a shirtless me, but I had pants on.
You did have pants!
And then a hoodie.
You did have
pants.
And
she wasn't 40.
She might have been 40.
She wasn't 40.
30?
Maybe.
She was pretty old.
Yeah. She was older than me. Yeah.
Well, yeah, at the time, I think you were, what, 21?
Sure.
22?
Something.
Something like that?
I have nudes. I have nudes of you.
I bet you do. Do you really?
I do.
Can I have them?
No.
You can keep them. I just also want a copy of my nudes.
No.
Then I don't believe you have them.
I have one.
What is it?
It's not a nude. It's close to a nude. It's not a nude. It's very close. Wait. I can't remember if it's nude or not.
This story is falling apart.
I can't remember.
These facts
I can't remember
are
if
tumbling.
You had a thong on or if you were completely nude. Pants down. You had a shirt on.
Is it a photo or video?
It's a photo.
It's probably a thong then, right?
I think it's a thong.
Probably was wearing a thong. You have that photo?
Yeah.
I'd really like to see that photo if you can send it to me.
No, you don't get it.
Why?
Because.
Why can't I relive old
if
memories?
If you're going to fucking relive my memories on the internet of embarrassing things I don't want seen... You can't control my ability to move
really...
my fingers to make a fucking intro that these people aren't going to give a shit about for more than 5 seconds. Be like, yeah, that was cool. Done caring. Done. Now you're wasting more time in this fucking episode. Let's get to these goddamn topics.
We're not done with the things.
What things?
With the announcements.
Well, I don't care. What else?
You're turning very red.
Yeah, you're getting me to go into red mode, man. I'm blood fucking red over here. I will make you bleed.
Please don't.
Well, then get to it.
Okay. All right. Hey, see, Menace wants to, he cheered five, wants to know when the new intro is.
Menace, it's somewhere in 2019.
Okay, so chat, here we go, okay? Don't read. You're not allowed to read, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal, guys, all right? New episodes return January 6th. That's a week from Sunday, okay? 3 p.m.
Or
Eastern,
do they?
9 p.m. Central European.
Or do they?
They do.
No,
they
I don't
do.
Know.
There will be a new intro.
There might.
There will be.
We never know.
It's 7 minutes long, so be 10 minutes early to catch it.
The government's shut down. Okay? You can't promise anything. The
government's back up and running. It's shut down for 5 minutes.
No, I think it's still shut down.
I don't know. I don't watch the news.
They didn't give them money for the wall. It's shut down.
Starting.
As long as the government's shut down, no intro.
We will have 3 shows a week.
Chuck Hardwood.
With the first of our new episodes starting January 8th.
On the wall.
Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. Okay? No, times, as of right now, do not change. Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central European. And then Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European. However, I will say, if you guys stop watching for any reason, that Tuesday episode, it will be gone so fast. Okay? Colby doesn't want to do it. Britt doesn't want Colby to do it. Chris doesn't want me to do it.
I also don't want it smack dab in the middle of my Tuesday.
When do you want it?
I want it right after I get off work.
We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around. Don't read.
I also don't want a third show.
I know. But so if they stop, if you stop watching, it's gone. Okay? Just letting you know. As of right now, 2-hour show on Sunday. Thursday and Tuesdays, 1-hour shows. How, there will still be Colby Plays Games happening each week on the Thursday show. But it, here we go. This is for you, man. You've almost missed the best news. Colby Plays Games will not be a guaranteed 2 hours anymore. Okay? If it's guarantee you 1 hour and only 1 hour, but if the game sucks, we're going to stop playing it after 1 hour. Okay? That's for you, man.
Why is that a rule?
To make my buddy's life better.
That's not for me.
It's for you.
That's for you.
Why is that for me?
Because Chris doesn't like it.
On Thursday? She doesn't care on Thursdays. She doesn't care on Thursdays. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another big change for you guys. All right? Mm-hmm. Don't read. All tips and cheers are now going to be weekly tops instead of 30 days. Okay? That means on Sunday, everything resets. So those of you who cheer... Tip, like Ball and Hobo, Sly, or not Ball and Hobo, Basement Brain, Sly, your two stuff, it's not recent enough. It's gone. All right? Sunday resets everything. Everything else still stays the same. The Big D, Double D of the Discord sticks around for that week. The Foghorn is still there for tips and cheers over $5. And it resets each Saturday night. So Sunday is the beginning of a new week. If you want the Big D all week long, come here, drop your dollars on Sunday. Okay? Here's the cool stuff. Are you ready for this, man? This is the stuff
I'm so fucking...
Taco, that's the right thing to do.
God, I'm so ready.
Delete that, Kappa. That's right. Here we go. The show is going to be more
formatted. And he thinks that I'll show up for Tuesdays when he's stealing my money.
I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not stealing it. I give you exactly what you're owed.
Mm-hmm.
With segments and some structure, okay? But here's the thing. We're doing this so you can get more involved, all right? Give us any story ideas you want on our Twitter. Just send them to us. You can tell us in the Discord, or you can email...
Won't do that.
The email address, email@sethandcolby.com.
They won't do that.
Okay, that's there. I know they won't, but it's
they
there.
They won't do that.
It's there for them. I'm trying something I tried in 2008, and it failed. We're going to try it now, okay? That way, see, this way, if the show sucks...
It's on them.
We can blame them.
I don't think that will work.
It will, because we'll be like, you guys didn't give us nothing. What are you supposed to talk about?
Nope.
See, it's perfect.
I don't think that will
perfect.
Work.
Perfect. So you can email us story ideas, email@sethandcolby.com. We're also working on a voicemail number, so you can call us... And say whatever you want. Comment, ask us questions, roast Colby, whatever you want to do in the voicemail, you can call it, and we'll play it on the show.
Mm.
We need more content, we're adding an hour. Okay? Getting you more involved. And then the most important thing, okay? Show will remain free. Be no bonus content to pay for, okay? But please give us your bits. Please sub through Twitch, buy merch, okay? That's the end of House Clean. Okay. So that's what you need to know. New intro Sunday. 3 shows a week starting on Sunday.
Ban Ballin right now.
Why?
Ban him.
No, I agree with him.
Ban him.
I'm not going to ban that.
I'm going to ban him.
That's woke.
Then why am I showing up? Why am I even here? You can do your show all by your little lonesome.
Hold on, man. You got fuzz on you.
Thanks.
You're welcome, man.
I was really concerned about that fuzz and not you stealing my fucking money.
Well, I stopped listening to you. I'm not stealing your money. I'm going to give you your cut. Okay? In fact, when I give you your cut from now on, I will round up for you. Okay? So if it's like If it's like $120.5, I will give you $121.
Oh,
where before,
God.
I kept that one. Now I'll give it to you because you're doing that extra show.
Yeah.
Look at me, man.
Look at you.
Look at me. Mr. Nice over here.
Oh, Jesus.
Mr. Nice over here.
Fucking
look at look at me, dude. Look at me. All right? Holmes and Watson, so bad people are walking out of the theater.
That's great.
It has currently a 6% on Rotten Tomatoes. Look at that. It's not good. It's not good. It's very bad. 25% of the audience liked it. That's usually the score you could look at and be like, well, yeah, the critics, they're nerds, but what about this, you know? 25% liked it.
So what does Will Ferrell do after this? Does he go underground?
I mean,
or?
My first thought was not John C. Reilly.
Yeah.
You know, I was worried about his career, but I think he's going to be okay, right?
Yeah, no, this is definitely
Will
Ferrell's,
day. It's so painfully unfunny, we're not sure how it can legally be called a comedy. That's from Rolling Stone. Okay. Newsday says, Holmes and Watson is one of those movies that goes beyond unfunny and into a comedy cubist zone where jokes are no longer recognizable and laughter is philosophically impossible.
Ow.
RogerEbert.com says, the whole thing feels like someone took an unfunny outtakes that might have been adorned to the end credits and stretched them out into their own film.
I mean, that's their kind of style, yeah.
Los Angeles Times says, Holmes and Watson is more of a well-meaning misfire than a total train wreck. That's kind of positive. But it's frustrating mainly because all of these folks can do much better. It's not good. It's very bad. It's very bad for them.
I don't know why they went with the Holmes and Watson crowd.
I don't know either. I mean, we watched the trailer and we just destroyed it.
Yeah, it was not
What did
good.
Step Brothers get? Let's look. Let's see what Step Brothers has. And see, what I see, I'm having the same thought that Ball and Hobo had, which is, well, yeah, that's the internet. But what did actual people think? I went and read the Reddit comments on this story,
because
I steal all our news from Reddit. Every single one of them was like, yeah, it's not that funny. There was no one in there like, this is harsh. Here you go. Step Brothers, 55% tomato meter, which, by the way, is 10 times better than the Holmes and Watson percentage, and 69% liked it, which now that I read that number, I feel like that's purposeful. I feel like that's purposeful.
That might be, yeah. That I know a lot more people that think that movie's great.
Yeah, I
it's
agree.
It's either they think it's great or they hate it. It's either one. I think Britt hates that movie.
On its own terms, Step Brothers is hilarious, but it's a shame that the filmmakers didn't have more faith in the audience. Why resort to gross-out tactics when your premise is strong enough to allow for a more sophisticated
approach?
I don't
give a shit, Mr. Movie Man. Don't go
That's
see.
A positive
don't
review.
Go see the Holmes movie. Next.
Okay.
Move along.
All right. Next.
We got fucking 8 minutes, bro.
Let's get the rant out of the way, because what we usually do is say this for last, though the show goes long.
Uh huh.
Star Wars Episode 9 takes place 1 year after The Last Jedi.
Yep.
You mad about that? How you feel? Clearly, they're doing that so Leia can just have died peacefully in between, right?
Mm-hmm. That's, definitely.
Which
definitely that. I mean, okay. When I think about it, like. Empire to Return
right.
was a year.
Right.
Fucking Phantom to Attack of the Clones was 9.
Yeah, a long time, yeah.
And then
they've done this before,
Attack
the time
of Clones,
jumps,
that's like a
Don't
year
you
and a
feel
half.
That it's lazy, though? Because that was my first thought. And maybe it's because we just had a discussion about it on the last episode, where you told me the end of The Last Jedi again, and you talked about how there's 9 people getting on Millennium Falcon, and they all fly off. And I was like, how are they going to survive that? And now they don't need to figure that out. They could just be like,
well, now
they
it's
going to
turn off into, like, stories, comics, books, shit like that,
like
TV stuff.
The top Reddit comment was something to the extent of, great, now we can have a 1 year gap so we can have a movie that takes place over 2 hours.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's that story, all right? How about, about this, man? The screaming bear attack scene from Annihilation was one of this year's scariest horror moments. I don't know about you, but I just felt good reading this because this bear terrified me. Do you remember seeing this?
Yeah, no, I remember the bear. It's freaky.
You
want to
watch it again?
I don't know if it's scary. Yeah, let's go. Hurry up.
This might haunt me. I don't know if I can handle this, Chad.
I don't know if it's scary.
Dude, it's haunting.
It's just freaky.
It's haunting is what it is, dude. I don't want to deal with it.
She was dead.
See, what's happening in this movie is that the bear has absorbed the lady as a some type of instinct, defense mechanism, to lure their prey in. I remember seeing it as a theater, dude. My butthole was so puckered, I couldn't handle it, man.
I watched that at home, but it was weird. It's just, I don't know if it's scary. It's just freaky.
I don't know, man.
I mean, that's a weird-looking bear, for sure.
The bear design itself doesn't really freak me out too much. Like, it's kind of grody, but, like, when it screams with the human voice, that's it. That's it for me checking out, dude.
Really? Bird Box? That movie looks so fucking weird.
Is that where Sandra Bullock has the blindfold
yes.
over eyes?
Yeah.
Look at him. Look at that bear, dude. Like, right here? Kind of cute. Okay, kind of cute, you know.
Nope.
Just cut the snoot. But then he starts screaming in the same voice. Like, got him lumbering around. He just pet his body. Like, oh, who's a good guy? And don't react. Yeah, I think they figured that one out, Natalie.
I did not hear her say don't react. Eat her face. Doesn't it eat her somebody's face? Eat
it
somebody's
does eat
face.
Someone, yeah.
Eat
it doesn't eat Natalie and it doesn't eat Thor woman, I think. I think it eats the other one.
Bite somebody.
It's right in her face, dude. Look at her.
Is that Thor woman, really?
I think. Yeah, that's Thor woman. Isn't that Thor woman? That's
yeah,
Thor woman,
looks
right?
Looks like it.
Look at that bear, dude. That's like nibbling. No, see, it's biting her. Softly, though. Softly. It's just a love bite. To let him know. Let her know that he's there. See, you're horrified right now. I see your face.
I wouldn't want it touching me, man.
This is unsettling. Yeah, come save us.
Yep, you didn't.
She
shoot
did.
It at all.
Yeah, but now she did. But she saved her team, dude. Save, but she saved her team.
The bear attacks are fun, man.
Let's just pause it right there. So yeah, one of the most horrifying things that this year in cinema. Do you agree or not?
I could agree with that.
It says that. It says the threat of human violence is a bait and switch. Before Anya can harm her colleagues, she is lured outside by the cries of Cass, who was abducted and mauled to death the night before. Like the book...
Yeah. Skippity skip. Next, okay. Next. Let's go. Hurry up. We got 3 minutes.
That was cool.
Got three
read
minutes,
about
bro.
It, man.
Fuck
right.
off.
All right, dude. All right. Yeah, about this... we'll save that for Sunday. That's really cool. I want to watch that. Okay, can we talk? Also, we can talk about this on Sunday. I just don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about this.
What's this? He has a tech company?
Yeah, that's just a whole bunch of Amazon ripoffs.
It's not, like, those are Beats, right?
No.
That's literally, isn't that the same promo photo that Apple uses for their watches? Or at least?
Yep.
What's this?
Some goddamn Japanese gaming thing for cheap on Amazon.
Is this real?
Yeah, man.
Like, can we buy this watch for $19.99?
Yeah. It's
what's
just,
this?
No, it's just a fucking knockoff of something on Amazon branded Soldier.
This is free? Oh, this is a... But he's, like, actually doing... Look at his AirPods. Soldier Pods, dude.
Dude, Lizzie got a pair of those. Not Soldiers, but the knockoff
AirPods.
Ones.
Yeah, look at this right here. This is literally...
The knockoff ones for Friendmas, and you have to connect to both Bluetooth earbuds.
What do you mean?
Like, individually, right?
Like,
and
oh,
left.
Like they're knockoffs? So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so we'll talk about this on Sunday, because El Papa's saying fraud, but I'm not sure.
Skip.
I'd like to talk about that. Japan to talk about whale is going to, like, resume whaling, and I need someone to explain to me why this is bad.
Because don't kill the whales, bro.
Dude, why?
Save the whales, man.
Why?
Because they're endangered. And
why?
They also kill sharks.
Do they?
Yeah.
I need someone to convince me. Okay, I don't like...
They hold Godzilla at bay.
I want to go on the record and say I don't like just hunting animals for sport. Okay, I would like to go on record and say that. But at the same time, I don't understand why whales are important. And I need someone to tell me why I should care about whales.
Dude, the health of the...
That's all I'm saying.
The health of the ocean.
You're going to have to stop. You're going to have to tell me why, dude. Yeah, that's all I think about Ball and Hobo is that South Park episode. That's all I can think of. I'll pull up that clip for Sunday's episode, okay? Fortnite Epic made $3 billion in profit in 2018.
Next.
Does that make you feel bad?
Yes.
Profit, by the way.
I fucking hate that.
Profit. And then this one is... Oh, this is cool. We could talk about this on Sunday as well. That's just Black Mirror on Netflix.
What's your YouTube videos there, friend?
Well, one's a trailer,
mm-hmm.
I think.
What trailer?
Trailer for the Jordan Peele movie.
Oh.
And then we got this thing from Kevin Spacey, which also I just need someone to explain to me.
Okay.
We can watch it on Sunday. We'll just watch it on Sunday, man. Right. Time's up.
I gotta pee.
Not surprising, okay?
Gotta pee.
So we'll get to all those stories on Sunday and more. Guys, I don't know how long I keep this up. Colby, we don't have a Sunday episode.
Oh, yeah.
You were supposed to be like, we don't have... How many more times you'd be like, we'll talk about this on Sunday?
I don't know. I forgot. Can't do it. Can't talk about it on Sunday. It happened. Let's talk about it.
I just wanted you to be like, we can't do that, man.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
We don't have a Sunday episode.
I'm going to be in Denver. I don't give a shit.
So we'll talk about it on January 6th,
I call in.
You're going to call in for 2 hours?
Not two.
Brent would not allow you to do that.
Not two.
No, there's no chance. There's no chance. It's fine. It's fine. We'll be back January 6th, okay?
I'm calling.
No, you just said that. Am I in a Twilight Zone episode?
I have an idea. We could call in.
Could you call in?
I could call in.
Could you call in? Okay, guys, if you're watching this live on Twitch right now, don't go anywhere. We're going to come back.
Woo!
This week, it's Colby's turn to pick a game, and this week he picked Call of Duty, Black Ops 4. We can do split screen, but I'm not sure which modes.
Yeah, we'll find out.
But so we're going to do some of that tonight, and we're going to have some, Colby. This is the one time that Colby smiles.
Oh yeah,
when he gets to play zombies.
We can't do split screen PUBG.
I'm not sure.
I doubt it.
I would hope so. Wouldn't that be great?
It would, but I doubt it.
It'd be great if we could. So we're gonna come back in about 5 minutes. We're gonna do a quick pee break. Then we're gonna come back, play Call of Duty Black Ops 4 for Colby Plays Games. Everyone who's not watching us live, if you're listening on audio, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, thank you for listening. Go to twitch.tv/SaidThatColby. Hit the follow button. Sub to us. Support the show. Stop taking free content. Give some back. We appreciate it.
We could use it.
Quick reminder, we're not going to be back Sunday or next Thursday. Our next new episode will be Sunday, January 6th, with a brand new intro debut.
Brand new,
so
maybe,
be there early
intro.
And watch the intro.
May not.
It'll be here. Or
it
Colby.
It'll be there or not.
Or
there,
Colby
maybe somewhere else.
In the hoodie. Okay.
We'll be somewhere else. You know what? That's not the most embarrassing picture.
I'm going to show one embarrassing photo every
it's
episode.
Pretty embarrassing,
we don't have it.
But
it's pretty bad. Britt's not going to like it.
No.
She does not like seeing you with other women.
No. But it was also before I met her, so she'd understand that much. But still, not the most embarrassing photo.
It's pretty embarrassing. It might break TOS.
I think the most embarrassing photo...
Oh, yeah. Give me ideas.
...is nowhere. I was gonna say,
no, seriously,
it, but
what
not
is it?
Gonna give you. No,
no, I'm honestly
not
curious.
Give you any content?
I'm gonna find a better episode.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna give you a place.
If
to
you
look.
Tell, I'm honestly, I'm so curious. If you tell me what
it's
it
probably
is,
probably already public.
I
How
won't use
that?
It.
That's
if
all you,
you
get.
If you tell me what it is, I won't use
That's
it.
All you get.
I want to know.
Oh, do you? I'll tell you after we get off stream.
What's the difference?
They don't hear it.
Is it that embarrassing?
They don't know where to look.
Is it that? Oh, okay, it's that embarrassing. Wow.
I mean, it's
wait.
Not great.
Okay.
It's
all right, that's fine.
It's not bad, but it's not great.
Okay. We're going to go away. 5-minute break. Come back. Call of Duty Black Ops 4. If you're listening, thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it.
Be right back. Links, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Colby.
Merch, RaptorTeeth.live. Go there. Buy the stuff. We'll be back, Twitch people. Everyone else, we'll see you shortly. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.